Ah, there is nothing like one night in Bangkok to get the blood flowing. Hello and a pleasant good evening live from Blizzard Gaming Night. Tonight, we have a special treat for you, a seven-person SCV football tournament featuring players of all skill levels from all across the world. You'll see players like Marine, Ramvid, and Zorak, and newcomers such as iFragment and Lousy Cheesy. It should be an exciting tournament. Before we get started, SCV football does have some very basic rules that need to be discussed. Each player begins with 12 SCVs. These SCVs are placed on opposite sides of a rectangular platform. In the center of this platform is a psi emitter, which represents the football. The objective is to get the psi emitter to the opponent's side of the field, crossing the end zone line. Every time one player is successful, 7 points are added to their score. The first player to reach 28 points wins the game. Tonight's tournament is a single elimination format, and the first matchup will be between Ramvid and Desastroso, followed by Marine and Zorak, and lastly by Hydrowing versus Lousy Cheesy. Without further ado, we're about ready to get going and enjoy the action. All right, we are just about ready to get started here with the first game of the evening between Ramvid and Desastroso. And we'll just be soon here in just a few minutes ready to get this going. All right, and with that, we are finally ready to get started. Sorry about the wait there. Ramvid will be represented by teal, and Desastroso will be represented by the purple. Ramvid will be going from left to right across your computer monitor. Desastroso will be coming from right to left, and here they go towards the center, ready to get the scrum. Ramvid has the ball, and he moves back with his force. He's about halfway in the middle here. He's trying to go above the upper side of the map here. Desastroso has got his forces blocking very well and spread out. And Desastroso steals the ball from Ramvid, and Ramvid is caught flat-footed, and Desastroso scores. He's up 7-0. Can Ramvid recover from this? Ramvid's now has his entire force restructured and coming along the center of the map. He's got about 11 of his SCVs there with him. He's trying to go now along the bottom, but Desastroso's playing very good defense, although he sneaks by along the top. Will he make it? Yes, he will. 7-all tie ball game. Desastroso's at the top waiting here, and he's regrouped his forces, and he's coming right along the center of the map, trying to out-micromanage Ramvid right in the middle there. He's got his forces spread, and he sends his one SCV down with the ball, going towards the bottom. Will he score? Easily. 14-7 in the favor of Desastroso. Ramvid's now right from that exact location, coming back the other way along the bottom. His forces spread out pretty evenly. He's trying to strike along the bottom here, and Desastroso's trying to block. He's got most of his forces now moving up towards the top of the map, but Desastroso's matching him move for move. They're going up and down, and Ramvid's trying to sneak around, but he can't find a way to do it. Desastroso's playing excellent defense, and he stops him about at the 10-yard line. He's got his entire force now along the top of the map, kind of cutting diagonally down the bottom left here. Now he's coming back up towards the upper part of the map, trying to basically stop his forces and try to sneak around. His one SCV is trying to get through, and it escapes easily. 21-7, Desastroso. Can Ramvid come back from this huge deficit? He's along the top of the map waiting and regrouping. Here he comes along the top. Desastroso again has his defense in a pretty good position, but he can't make the steal. The one SCV comes along the top, but is he going to get caught? Very easily along the top of the map, but the ball is respawned in the middle of the map. Will either one of them notice? Ramvid finally does and takes the ball from the center. He now comes back up along the top of the back, and coming back, waiting to regroup with his forces. Desastroso still coming forward with his entire mass of SCVs. Ramvid's trying to sneak around him again above on the top. He's coming back below, but Desastroso is again following him move for move. And he finally surrounds the SCV, takes the SCV, and is going for the score. And he sneaks through the wicket, and he wins easily. 28-7, he moves on to the second round of the tournament. That was a very interesting first game. Now we're on to the second between favorite Marine and Zorak. Marine will be in the orange going from left to right. Zorak will be going from right to left. And the two players are going to scrum. We'll see who gets there first. Instead, it looks like the ref has the ball, and eventually Marine steals it from the ref to get it along the top of the map. Zorak takes a steal, though, with his large force, although Marine's one SCV killed about 5 of Zorak's. And he tried to get around, but the one sitting SCV is just has the ball about halfway along the top and just sitting there. Now he finally wakes up and is going along towards the bottom of the map. And he gets stopped very easily, surprisingly, by Zorak. And here Zorak comes back along the top of the map. He's trying to set his forces up very deliberately, very mathematical-like. But Marine is trying to stop him along the top. Can he sneak through the path? He's trying to go now around from the bottom, but Marine's got a large force of them trying to capture him, again pushing Zorak back and back further towards his own end zone. Now he's trying to sneak around the aggressive force from Marine, while Zorak finally decides to use his force that he had sitting back at home to finally get around. And he does get around. He's going up, but Marine with one SCV stops him cold in his tracks. What a move there. Can Zorak... He steals it right back, though, from Marine. And he's trying to make the first score, but he decides to make a beautiful move. And he scores, coming back against the grain. 7-0 in favor of Zorak. Marine's trying to now respond, coming along the top of the map with his force. He splits off his one SCV with the ball, cutting back along with the rest of his guys blocking. And it's an easy score to tie the game up at 7-7 right along the top of the map. The ball is reset because it was scored at the top of the map. Marine's going to try to use this to his advantage as they're going to scrum yet again in the middle here at 7-all. Marine gets the ball back. And now he's trying to regroup with his entire force about halfway along the bottom of the map. Zorak's trying to use two SCVs to steal the ball, and he does! But Marine steals it right back about at his own 20-yard line. Zorak's now got him surrounded at the top, and Zorak, with a group of about six SCVs, has the ball going along the top. Marine sends his forces up to defend it. Zorak's sneaking through the path. He's going to try to get along the top, and he sneaks by! Scores 14-7 in the favor of Zorak in a shocker so far. Marine's coming back to the middle. He's gathered with a large force of SCVs trying to cut along the bottom. Zorak doesn't look like he has enough forces to stop this, and it'll be an easy tie to get Marine back in the game at 14-all. Zorak's along at the bottom of the map, again regrouping his forces and coming back up towards the top. Marine has two lone SCVs in the back, and he steals it to score to make it 21-14. That might have been the momentum changer the Marine was looking for. Zorak is coming through, trying to recover from this, but basically using his forces as blockers, and he's again trying to go along the top of the map, and he sneaks through the wicket to tie it at 21-21. Next point wins the game. Marine's got the ball, and you're coming right straight at him down the middle of the map. Can Zorak find a way to stop him? Marine's trying to basically force Zorak to over-pursue, and it looks like he did. Marine's going to sneak through his blockers and score to win the game 28-21. A courageous effort, though, from Zorak to make a very exciting game. Third game of the evening features Hydro Wing versus Lousy Cheesy. Hydro Wing's in the white going from left to right. Lousy Cheesy in the yellow coming from right to left. And here they are going to scrum in the middle. Hydro Wing gets to the ball first and tries to sneak around Lousy Cheesy's defenses. And his one lone SCV does about third way up on the top of the map and scores first to make it 7-0 in the favor of Hydro Wing. Lousy, an unknown player here in this SCV football tournament, now takes his six SCVs and is trying to regroup. Instead, he comes back and decides to use the entire force instead, coming about third away through the top of the map. Hydro Wing's trying to surround his SCV and has forces on both sides of him and steals the ball at his own 10. And Hydro Wing makes it 14-0 against the newcomer. Lousy Cheesy looks confused as he's got his forces just sitting there at the top of the map, about five SCVs. Now he wakes up. And here he comes. Hydro Wing uses that wait time to basically gain an aggressive position. And he's going to steal it from him again. 21-0. Where did this guy learn how to play? Lousy Cheesy's got the ball along the top. His force is just sitting there again. He's trying to regroup, trying to figure out some way to get through Hydro Wing from 21-0 down. He sneaks by the first force. Can Hydro Wing use his second force to stop Lousy Cheesy from scoring? Here he comes. And he sneaks through. He scores 21-7 now in the favor of Hydro Wing. But now he has the ball. Can this be the makings of an upset? We'll see. Hydro Wing's coming along the top third of the map. He's got his forces in a good blocking position. He's going to try to basically stop Lousy from getting through there. And he stopped right at the goal line. What a play from Lousy Cheesy. A big save there of the game. Can Hydro Wing recover to stop the score there? Brack, he does, and the ball resets back in the middle. See who sees that first. It looks like Heidering's going to get it to it first. And there he's got the ball. Heidering's got the ball trying to sneak around the bottom. Again, we have just a scrum towards the middle. Heiderwing gets the best of that, having 10 of his SCVs alive. And Lousy only having about 6. Heiderwing spreads his forces out. He's going to try to cut through the middle of the map here. And it looks like he's going to score, and that is it. 28-7. And that was the end of the first round matchups. Now for the second round. We have iFragman taking on Desastroso in this first semifinal matchup. I will be going from left to right across your computer monitor. Des will be going from right to left in the purple. In the scrum, Des gets to it while I decides to sit back and just let him have it. It'll be interesting to see if that move comes back to haunt him. Desastroso's units are quickly destroyed, though, by iFragman. But his one SCV is sneaking through the entire force, going in and out and around and through. Is he going to score? It looks like it. He does. What a move. The German takes the early lead 7-0. iFragman's sending his forces out without having anybody with the ball. He finally notices that's not a good way to play this game, and he comes back and gets it. But however, Desastroso gains a very valuable positioning by that happening. He's got a force of about 6 SCVs about the top of the map, but Desastroso is again playing very good defense, mirroring the play of his opponent. iFragman decides to spread his troops out a little bit to try to give him some more of a positional advantage. His one lone SCV is trying to sneak along the top. Is he going to do it? Easily. He scores 7-7. The one SCV outmaneuvered about 5 of Des's SCVs. 7 all in this first semifinal matchup. Desastroso's along the top of the map. He's got about his whole of force there. He's trying to outmaneuver iFragman, but his doesn't. It's just down to his one SCV there. But he maneuvers again, in and out and around all of iFragman's forces. He's going to try to make one last move to get in, and he just basically dekes the entire team, and he scores untouched at the bottom of the map. 14-7 in the favor of Desastroso. iFragman's looking to regroup as Desastroso's coming hard at him right in the middle of the map. He's trying to use his forces there to stop him, but it looks like he's... Not gonna make it as he's got it completely surrounded, but he gets a big break and an unfortunate one for Desastroso, but a fortunate one for I as the ball is reset in the middle. And iFragman has it, trying to cut through the forces, but not a worry for Desastroso. Desastroso's coming back through the middle of the map. Again, untouched. He's got about 6 SCVs coming through with the pass. He doesn't take advantage of it, though. iFragman recovers and is coming back along the bottom of the map. Desastroso's going to attempt to block his position there. And he does, without much of a problem. That one lone SCV is now coming back the other way, cutting now up towards the middle of the map, coming directly across the middle of the map. But he dekes the 3 back there, and it's a score. Desastroso's now up 21-7. One more point, he's in our championship match for the evening. iFragman's coming back across the map. About halfway through, about right in the middle of the map as well. And a beautiful path there, and he sneaks right through. But no, it doesn't count. 21-14 all of a sudden, though. An unusual play right there is basically Desastroso had it stopped, but I was able to use the 2 SCVs that he had there and was able to sneak it back across the goal line. An unfortunate break, one that I know of all too well. But Desastroso then takes advantage, and he will score. Game over, 28-14, Desastroso moves to the championship match where he will face the winner of Heiderwing and Marine. Marine will be on the left going from left to right on across your television monitor. Heiderwing will be going from right to left. In the scrum, Heiderwing gets to it first and now is trying to sneak around Marine's force along the top. His one lone SCV gets by Marine's entire force, and it's a score for Heiderwing, 7-0. An amazing move from him. Marine now just sends 2 SCVs along the top of the map. He's going to try to basically finesse his way to a score here. And it looks like he's just going to maneuver his way right through all of the SCVs. But he's stopped at the 10-yard line. Serves him right for trying to out-finesse him in that situation. Here comes a Heiderwing back along the middle of the map. But his guy gets stopped right at the face-off circle. And he's got a huge numerical advantage. Marine does, but he's stopped again. But then Marine steals it at the 5, and it's a tie game at 7-all. Heiderwing now takes the ball back about 2/3 the way down from the bottom of the map. He's got his force regroup, and he's on the attack. Marine's trying to come from up and above, but his one lone SCV is trying to sneak around the entire Marine force again. Not going to happen. Very close, though, but not going to happen this time. Hydrowing's trying to block the bottom, but Marine sneaks below it. Can his second force get to him? Trying to stop him right there in his tracks? And he does, right at the goal line. But his one SCV is just sitting there at the goal line. And Marine steals it from him. And it's 14-7 at that point. Hydrowing needs to recover from that little mental error. Hydrowing's got his entire force along the bottom of the neck. The two forces are about to scrum. The one with the ball is cutting from behind. Marine's got three of them in pursuit. But he sneaks around them. And he uses those other four to eliminate those two annoying SCVs trying to attack. His one SCV's sitting there in the middle. And he runs right into the Marine force and gets surrounded by them. Marine's cutting across the bottom here. Can he find a way to get around there? It looks like he is. He's coming along the top. He's making it completely from one side to the other to score. It's 21-7 in the favor of Marine. Hydrowing looks like he's lost a little bit of the momentum he had from that early score. He's trying to regain some of that momentum by sneaking around the top yet again. But Marine stops him cold in his tracks yet again. And Marine has four of his SCVs coming across the top of the map. Hydrowing's trying to stop him. And he does, right about his own 10-yard line. A game-saving play right there. Hydrowing looks like he's trying to recover here and try to come back along the other side. His one SCV sneaks through Marine's force. He scores! 21-14. This game's not over yet. Marine's about a third of the way here from the bottom of the map. He's got his force of 11 SCVs, his one with the ball in the back. He's trying to use them as a set of blockers. Eliminates Hydrowing's force very easily. Uses the other four to block him from behind, and that's it. 28-14, Marine wins, setting up our final match of the night between Marine and DeCestroso. DeCestroso will be on the left, going from left to right across your computer monitor. Marine will be in the orange, coming from the right to your left. DeCestroso comes through it at the scrum and steals the ball from Marine. DeCestroso's trying to get his guy around the bottom of Marine's force, but Marine does a very good job with his units positioned well enough to get through that. But DeCestroso comes back up the top, trying to sneak through there, and he does! He goes right through the wicket real easy, and it's a score for DeCestroso. 7-0 in favor of the German. Yet early leads haven't done anybody any good against Marine. It was an excellent play. Marine tries to taunt DeCestroso, not a wise move at this stage, but that's his nature. DeCestroso steals the ball coming from Marine about halfway through. He cuts back, he avoids the one SCV, his blockers do it, he's up 14-0. Marine now is in a little bit of a hole here. Can he find a way out of it? Marine's cutting along the bottom of the map with just two SCVs. The rest of them are trying to attack the force of 10. But Marine's trying to sneak around him. He goes up, he goes down, he deeks DeCestroso. Can he sneak along the bottom? He doesn't decide to. He has no blockers. And his one SCV is shut down easily again by DeCestroso. DeCestroso regroups about a third of the way down. This would be quite an upset considering the way that no one knew about his amazing ability at this. He's cutting through the middle, but his guy's jammed up against one of Marine's SCVs and steals it. And he's coming back the other way. Right into the teeth of DeCestroso's defense. He's got a bunch of them. Can he get around? No! DeCestroso stops him again about the 10-yard line. This is probably some of the best defense Marine has seen in this whole entire tournament. But again, DeCestroso's trying to power his way right through the center of the map. It does not work. Marine finds a way to get the ball back, and he's coming back again along the bottom of the map. He's got his forces blocking here. Can DeCestroso find a way? No! Marine does an excellent job there and makes the score 14-7. He basically used his extra forces as blockers, and as DeCestroso was trying to come down and capture him, they were destroyed by the forces that were just sitting there. Marine's trying to now aggressively steal it from DeCestroso, but DeCestroso's one lone SCV with the ball gets through, but it stops. And he tries to sneak through the wicket once again, but that does not work every time, unfortunately. Now Marine's got his entire force coming along the top third of the map. He's trying to use them as blockers. He's now trying to sneak along the top. He's got a blocker there. But it's not going to work. DeCestroso makes another stop right there about his own 10-yard line. Another great play from him. And here he comes back along the middle of the map. DeSastroso's trying to find a way to out-deke Marine. He's trying to... But Marine is following his move step by step, just like he was in his earlier matches. Now it's just his one lone SCV against Marine's force of nine. Des wisely brings up his other SCVs to try to at least give him some room. But Marine has two of them sneaking around. Now has four of them, but they stop. DeSastroso sneaks through. He's cutting along the top. Can he make the right move to sneak through? He goes down. He goes up. But he's stopped and surrounded about the 10-yard line of Marine. We've got quite a defensive battle going here now after a 14-7 early start. DeSastroso is again, remember, leading 14-7. Marine is cutting through the middle, trying to use his blockers to give him some positioning. He sneaks through the bottom. Gets through about half of his force. Marine cuts up and back, and we have a tie ball game, people. 14-14. DeSastroso's got to recover from this. Marine's been doing well when he's been behind. DeSastroso's sending his entire force. Marine's got a lone Renegade SCV out there trying to cause problems, and he kills one, but that's all for him. A scrum about at the 10-yard line of Marine as one lone SCV tries to sneak through. He had it, but it was stopped at the last second. Had he continued to go through at probably a right angle there, it would have been a score for DeSastroso, an unlucky break for him. Marine's trying to do the same strategy, blocking for his forces, but it goes against the grain, and it is 21-14. Marine's just finding a way to win this game. Can DeSastroso recover now at tournament point here? DeSastroso has his forces coming along right in the middle of the map again. About to have another scrum here. His one with the ball, though, however, was leading the attack. Not usually a good idea. But now his one SCV is trying to sneak through, but surrounded and stopped easily. But now DeSastroso has the numbers, but Marine gets the break there with that slight, basically, interaction between the tackles there. But he stopped. But DeSastroso finds a way to save the game at the 10-yard line. DeSastroso's now got his entire force coming along the top of the map. Can he find a way to score? And he does! He sneaks through! 21-21! Now, our championship game finally got a little bit interesting. Marine's trying to get up, trying to win the game here. He's got the aggressive group of forces coming through. He's coming along the bottom. He's got more forces in a better position than Des does. He's going to try to sneak along the bottom! And he does it. Marine wins the tournament 28-21. We had some very interesting games in tonight's tournament. I hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast, and I hope I didn't botch this too badly. This is Space Dominator, signing off.